The Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, Episode 60. The average Czech consumes a whopping 148.6 liters of beer per year, 50% more than the next highest country, Austria, and twice as much as the average American. Nastravi. Hello, travel nerds, and welcome to the Extra Pack of Peanuts Travel Podcast, the show that'll help you travel more and spend less. I'm your host, Travis Sherry, and guess who's back? Back again. The co-host with the most, Jason Moore, regular host of the equally as awesome Zero to Travel Podcast. Jace, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing awesome. We're going to steal a line here from our good friend Matt over at the Listen Money Matters podcast, who always starts the show with a question. So, what are you drinking? Don't worry, Matt. We won't steal for good, but for this episode, you're going to find it quite appropriate. So, Jace, what are you drinking?
I have been pumped for this episode. And, Trav, I thought when we were doing this episode and you were talking about it that I would actually be sitting here drinking a beer with you because obviously that's the subject matter today. But instead, I'm drinking a pint glass full of water because last night I had two fantasy football drafts and actually met up with Matt, who you just mentioned from the Listen Money Matters podcast. And we had a couple pints at the bar. So, you know, it's the middle of the afternoon. I got to get some work done, Trav. I can't have a beer right now. But you, sir, are drinking something. What is it?
Yes, I just looked at the clock on my computer. It flipped over to 12 o'clock right now. So I don't have to feel too bad. I'm drinking a New Belgium Fat Tire, one of my favorite beers out there. So, guys, before we get into the subject matter here, I want to thank everyone for listening today, for making us the number one rated travel podcast on iTunes. Also, in case you're just joining us, Jace, you know this well, we are rocking and rolling with podcast gluttony. What that means is throughout the entire month of September, we are releasing one episode every single weekday, Monday through Friday, 22 shows total throughout the month of September, which my math is not great, but that's over four times more than what we traditionally do with once a week.
It's a lot of podcasts.
It's a lot of podcasts. It's a lot of fun. We won't be drinking on every one of them. But no. If you like what we do, let us know. You could shoot me an email to trav@extrapackpeanuts.com. Of course, you can show love by subscribing through iTunes or Stitcher, however you listen to it. Also, leaving a review. If the feedback is positive, we're going to keep doing it. And today's show, as you mentioned, Jason, it's going to be a great one. We both have been pumped to record this for a while now. We've been waiting to record it for a while now. And I know that's going to elicit a lot of opinions, possibly even controversy, which we're hoping for, which is great. So if you want to join the discussion, you can go to extrapackofpeanuts.com/beer. So that's very easy to remember, extrapackofpeanuts.com/beer. We will be listing our top 16 breweries in America. Both Jason and I will be giving you 8 each.
Funny enough, we just were hanging out at a brewery literally about a week ago from today, right?
Yes, and that might be coming up on someone's list.
Okay, so I'll hold back on that. We did play a little Cards of Humanity, so that was a good way to get to know you and your wife, Heather, because we definitely got to learn what sense of humor you guys had and what cards you would pick. I don't know if anybody's ever played Cards for Humanity. This is my first time. Or Cards Against Humanity. That's what it's called.
Yes.
But man, that was fun.
We had a great time at this brewery. Just FYI, whenever we do these top 10 or top 15 or whatever, top 20 shows, we don't talk about the answers ahead of time, which we think makes it more fun, more interesting for the listener, more interesting for us. So I do not know Jason's top 8. He does not know my top 8. A few rules right off the bat here. The brewery has to be in America. So no international places, although that might be for another show. Number two, we have to have visited the brewery in person ourselves, which obviously means a lot of great breweries are going to be left off this list or excluded. You know, even if we've drank their beer and we haven't gone to their tasting room or their brew pub, that cannot be included. And we're ranking not just the beer, although that's a major factor, but just the experience as a whole, from food to how cool the place was, basically the whole experience of being at that place. So the beer, major part of it, but not the only thing. Jace, we're going to start off with a few that didn't make our list and things like that. I have one dishonorable mention. I don't know. I don't like to slander breweries.
Starting off with a dishonorable mention.
Only because I had heard this talked up a lot and I was very excited to go there. And I usually like everything I try and everything I do. Heather's makes fun of me for that. But we went here and I just did not like it at all. And it was the Elysian Brewery in Seattle, Washington. For whatever reason, I sampled probably like six beers, not six full beers, but you know, six little tasters, and I did not like any of them. So if anyone out there is listening and they love Elysian Brewery or the Elysian Brewery Brewmasters listening, I am sorry. Maybe I have to give it another shot, but that was the one that I went to that I thought, this is going to be good. I've heard good things, and it just, I didn't like it at all. So,
controversy right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Now, for some more controversy, I'm going to list a few that didn't make my list. Do you have any that didn't make your list that you've been to that you think people would say, man, I'm surprised it didn't make its list, because usually it's probably highly rated or people think highly of
it? Yes, definitely. There's one. Do you want me to share that one with you
right
now?
Share that one, yep.
Okay, so I love Deschutes Brewery. I love their beer. Deschutes is a big brewery in Portland, Oregon, and they have, I think, a couple breweries around town. So I went to the big tap room restaurant downtown in Portland. I love it. I mean, it's right downtown. It's big. The beer's awesome. Like, the food was pretty good. There were a lot of people there. I didn't put it on the list, just not because I don't love their beer, because I do. So maybe I should put it on the list. I don't know. But I guess it wasn't on the list just because it wasn't as...
It didn't live up to the hype that you thought maybe it would?
No, it's just the way it was built was kind of a little bit more like a... I don't want to say like a chain. It has less of like a local, like, just, you know, this sort of hodgepodgey, hey, we're just coming up and like getting beer out the door and doing the best we can, and we're all drinking pints while we're doing it. You know, it just had more, too much of a polished feel, I guess.
Okay. That may come up later for me. The two that didn't make my list that people are going to be surprised about. One's another Oregon beer. It's Rogue. I thought it was decent. It didn't have a polished feel at all. If anyone's been to Rogue, it's, you know, like picnic tables and like, you know, you walk in, you feel like
you're... I like that.
Yeah. Well, and I usually do too. I like the feel of it. I just didn't particularly love the beer. It didn't make my list. A lot of people might be surprised. The second, I am going to get a lot of flack. I'm probably going to get strung up when I return back to the Philadelphia area. But that is Victory. And it's ranked on the list of top 50 breweries in America by the Brewmasters Association. I pulled this up. It's ranked as number 28. So it's ranked very, very, very high. It's in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. It's the closest brewery to my house. It's okay. It's okay. The beers are decent. My buddies always want to go there. The food is okay, but nothing like wows me about Victory. So everyone raves about it. Everyone loves it. Didn't make my list. I'm afraid to go back to Philadelphia now.
Yeah, I noticed Breckenridge Brewery was on that list as well, I believe, towards the end. And we were just both there last week. And, you know, neither of us, I hate to say, were very impressed with the beer. And the food was okay. The pub, actually, like the brew pub, was nice, cool and comfortable, but not necessarily that impressed with the beer.
I'm with you. Breckenridge Brewery did not make it my list and did not really meet my expectations as well. All right, let's move on then really quick to ones that we want to go to, because a lot of people are going to be listening like, how is this not on their list? But again, we had to have gone to this brewery. So are there any that you have on your list, your wish list? These are ones that I want to go to.
You know, I don't know anything about what the brewery looks like. I don't know even where it's located. I think it's in Kalamazoo, Michigan. But I do like Bell's Beer. And I think it's Bell's Brewery or Bell's Beer. Every time I've tasted their stuff, it's been really good. Obviously, I'd like to be there in the summer rather than the winter. But that would be a brewery I'd probably like to go into the tap room and just taste some good stuff.
Bell's ranked number 7 on the top 50 from the Brewmasters Association. Yeah, okay. So yeah, there you go. And it is in Michigan. I have 5. Maybe this is too many. I'll go through them quickly. First is Lion's Brewing Company. These are the makers of the infamous Lion's Head beer. This is hands down my favorite cheap beer in the world. A case is $12. Jace, I know you come from the Philadelphia area as well. I don't know if you've ever had Lion's Head.
Have not.
Oh my gosh. Well, you got to get it. You are missing out. A case is about $12. They have little pictograms on the cap. So, you know, you have to figure out these little riddles on the caps. It is my go-to for cheap, good beer. And the brewery is in Wilkes-Barre, PA. I've actually driven by it. Me and Heather were going to stop and we didn't. So for whatever reason, I've never been to Lion's Head Brewery, but it is my favorite cheap beer. Unfortunately, you can't get it all over the country. So if you're in the Philadelphia area or surrounding area, do yourself a favor, pick up a cheap case of Lion's Head. You'll probably like it.
$12 a case.
Yeah, it used to be. It might be up to 14. You never know. And that's for bottles, too. That's bottles.
Is that because your head is roaring in the morning? Sorry, guys.
That is probably why it's so called sorry. Lion's Head. Four more. That's great, Jace. Four more that I want to go to. New Belgium in Fort Collins. That's what I'm drinking right now. New Belgium Fat Tire. That might be on your list. I'm not sure. Maybe. I've heard it's a great brewery. I did see that the tours, we tried to book a tour, and they are basically booked out all through September. We got the very last two spots in September, which is crazy. So, especially because they run them like every 15 minutes. So, New Belgium, Lagunitas in California. Love their beer here. It's a really cool brewery experience. Ithaca Brewing Company. I went to school in Ithaca, New York for a whole year. I like their beer. I never made it to their brewery. Don't know why. And the last one that I really want to go to is 21st Amendment in San Francisco. I really love their Heller High Water watermelon beer. So those are the five that aren't on my list, but are ones that, you know, I want to go to.
Okay.
And anyone listening, I will start by saying, like, I am not a beer snob at all. Most people listening might even know more about beer than me, but I do know what I like and what I dislike, and that's what this show is about. We'd love to hear from you again. You can go extrapackpants.com/beers. You probably know more about beer. That's great. We want your opinions. I just learned how to say Hefeweizen the other day, so that tells you how little I know about beer. So with that caveat, with that disclaimer, let's start it off, Jace. Give us your number eight.
Actually, I want to have my own disclaimer quickly, and that is I am a beer snob, Travis. I you know, at some point you want to drink good beer. You know, the Lion's Head days, the Coors Light days, you know, the Milwaukee's best days are probably behind me right now. But you know, they're good occasionally, but I'm a little bit of a beer snob, and that's my sort of disclaimer. Now, are we going in order from like best to worst, or worst?
We're counting towards the best. So we're going worst to
okay,
best.
Okay, I shouldn't say worst because it's eight right. of the best. So we're going from
good to excellent. Let's okay, say it that way.
That
and
sounds great.
So if anyone has issues, then have the issues with Jason. If he says something that doesn't make sense,
man.
Have your issues with Jason because
okay.
he's the self-proclaimed beer snob. I'm just some guy who drinks beer every once in a while.
I can take
Give us your number eight, buddy.
Okay. I'll have to say, you know, just stemming off of what you just said, the New Belgium brewery. And the reason why is for the tour. You know, I do like their beers. They've got good beers. They're pretty mellowed out because they're kind of, I don't want to say like a mainstream brewery, but in the craft brewing arena, they're sort of pretty popular and all over, right? So their hoppy beers, for example, the Ranger IPA is not overly hoppy because it's more appealing to the masses, I would say. If that's fair to say, maybe people agree, disagree. Like we said, there's going to be a lot of controversy around this, but just strictly for the tour because it's the best brewery tour. The reason why, I will keep it a little bit of a mystery so you can go out to Fort Collins, Colorado and do it yourself. And I don't want to ruin it for you, Trav or Heather, because I know you got a tour coming up. But basically, they don't talk at all about how they make the beer, which is pretty typical of every brewery tour. It's like, okay, we're going to see this is the mash tun. This is where we go in here. This is where we add this. And then you go to the tasting room and whatever. It's totally different than that. I'll just leave it at that. But New Belgium Brewery number eight, just for the tour.
All right. And New Belgium clocks in at number three overall from the Brewmaster Association. So very, very high. Obviously a very popular beer. My New Belgium Fat Tire actually just headed over and got onto my computer. Very first time that's ever happened. I spilled a beer on my computer while recording a podcast.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that ranks them higher or lower now in your book, but New Belgium number eight for Jace. My number eight is Rock Bottom Brewery. This is going to sound funny because I don't even really like their beer. It's okay. There's 30 of them across the U.S. They started in Colorado. There's one right near my house near Philadelphia in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. You see them a lot in Colorado. The reason that I love Rock Bottom is and that they're on this list is because of their food, in particular, the ballpark pretzels. These are the best soft pretzels I've ever gotten. They are huge. If you get them on happy hour, it's like $4 for two humongous soft pretzels. It's a meal for two people. So funny, I don't love their beers, but they're making my list just for how good their soft pretzel is.
Those pretzels are killer, and their happy hour is killer. If I remember it, it was like, I don't know, it was either dinner time, it was like a 9-hour happy hour or something. Okay,
right.
It's cheap food.
Exactly. All right. Go for your number seven then.
Okay. This one squeaked onto the list. I'd probably bump this to number eight if I could do it again and put New Belgium number seven. But since I can't go back in time.
No editing.
I do not have a DeLorean right now. There's no professor that's going to send me back with a flux capacitor. I am going to go with the, just to give a little shout out to my Midwestern peeps out in St. Louis. I got to go with the Schlafly Brewery. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, I'm going to catch a lot of stuff for this. But they have a nice little tap room, sort of this industrial part of town. And the food was really, really good, too. So I was meeting some friends down in that area of town. And you can check out the Schlafly tap room and go in there and get a bite to eat and just have a couple pints and kick back and relax. If you're driving through St. Louis, it's a good little spot to go.
Awesome. And what's really cool is breweries are popping up left and right, and there's so many out there that we don't know about and hidden gems. And that's why we want you guys to tell us about some of the ones that you like, because obviously we haven't been everywhere. My number 7 is the Base Camp Brewery in Portland. This is a shout out to my wife, Heather, who really wanted me to put this on the list. I really liked it as well. I don't know if it would have made the list without her goading a little bit, but really cool vibe. Great places to sit, chill outside and inside. The cool thing was that they have food trucks on the premises, like permanently parked there. So they don't actually make their own food, but you get the food from the food truck. So we're incorporating in there. They had a great falafel food truck when we were there. Decent beers. Heth got the Saison, really liked it. I got the Control Alt Delete beer, which gets some points in my book just for being a cool name. It's an Imperial Alt beer. I don't even know what that means. I'm just literally reading it from their website, but it was pretty decent. Jace, you've been to Base Camp, right?
I have. Yeah. I like the, it has the outdoor theme, which I really like. And the mural on the wall was really cool with all the different outdoor sort of gear. And I think the tap handles have some.
They all had carabiners on.
Okay. Carabiners. Yeah. I knew there's some outdoor thing with this. Yeah. Very cool spot.
All right, so number 7 for me was Base Camp.
Cool. Number 6, I guess we're on now. Should I take number 6 here, kick it off?
Yeah.
This is a very small brewery, and I would never have even found it, Trav, if my buddy Joe, I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy Joe Rob here, if he didn't live right behind this brewery, I'd probably never know it existed. It's in Edwards, Colorado, which is about 20 minutes west of Vail. So if you're just driving down I-70, you're going to pass like Breckenridge, you're going to go over another mountain pass, past Vail, and you get to this little town called Edwards in the valley. And there's this little brewery there called Crazy Mountain Brewery. And the cool thing about it is, you walk in, it is not refined at all. I mean, you're walking into the brewery. You can smell the beer being produced. You walk up to the counter and there's nothing hiding. Like behind the counter is just like a person. And there's just like brewing tanks and like the smell of the brewery. And like you can see the stacks of like the hops and all the materials. Like it's all just right there. It's like being in the middle of the warehouse. They have just long tables, picnic benches. There's like a chair lift that you can sit on. And it's just super casual. There's dogs running around. You know, so you're drinking your beers, like dogs running around everywhere. And, you know, chair lift over here and like people making beer. And it's just super casual, super cool, and very good beer.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, we'll have to check that. I mean, Colorado is such a haven for craft beers. They're all over the place. I think I was looking the other day. It's Colorado, Maine, and Oregon, I think, are the three, you know, craft beer or breweries per capita. So, you know, anytime you turn around, there's a new brewery in Colorado, which is great for people who live in Colorado. Is that why you moved here?
I live in Boulder, Colorado, mostly. And yeah, I'd have to say it's not why, but it's definitely a huge perk. And my list is definitely Colorado heavy. We'll get into that. I don't want to spoil it too much, but
all right. My number 6 is the Lancaster Brewing Company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster is about an hour and a half outside west of Philadelphia. If you ever see, you know, horse and buggies and people talk about the Amish, that is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Beautiful area, rolling hills, really cool countryside, you know, just outside of Philadelphia. So a really cool place in general. They actually have a lot of breweries popping up out there, and Lancaster Brewing Company is one of the oldest ones. We really liked it there. Me and Heather went, we've had their beer before. We went to the brewery not so long ago, a couple months ago. We sat outside. The sun was shining. Really cool feel to it. You know, brew pubby, but not, like you said, too polished. They have a really, really good strawberry wheat beer. They have a Celtic Rose, which is an amber ale. And they also have a very good Hefeweizen. As you'll see, I'm kind of tend to go towards the wheat beer. I'm not a huge fruit beer guy, but much more so than like super hoppy or dark or porters or stout, stuff like that. But Lancaster Brewing Company, overall, really good vibe, cool place. Definitely would recommend that you check out their stuff. You know, if you're near the brewery, it also has pretty good food.
Cool. Very cool. We're at number 5 now, right? I'm going to say Brooklyn Brewery. And the reason why is I have to go full disclosure here, but my buddy Ben, he's the marketing director over there. Awesome guy I used to travel with on the road. So when I went to Brooklyn Brewery, I might have had a little bit more of a behind the scenes tour. So he told me a little bit about how they got the tanks in there and everything like that. Not only that, but I got to be featured on their blog one time, which was a big deal for me.
I
was a blog superstar because I saw the Brooklyn Brewery. Brooklyn Brewery is kind of popular in Scandinavia, and my wife's Norwegian, and I spent a lot of time living in Norway. So I saw the Brooklyn beer, and we were traveling in Norway on the West Coast, and I was like, I got to order a Brooklyn beer for my buddy just to support him. And I grabbed the beer, took a picture, sent it in. They had me on the blog like a week or two later. So that was super fun. So full disclosure there. But if you visit Brooklyn Brewery, you're in the heart of Brooklyn. You can go on the brewery tour. You can check it out. You can really have a great time. And then you pop out and you're in Brooklyn. So there's all of these shops, restaurants, things to do. You can make a whole day of it. And it's just an awesome place to visit. Very cool brewery. And they do a lot of cool stuff. And they actually just opened the very first craft brewery ever outside of the United States. And I got to go to the grand opening, and that's in Sweden. So that was very cool to see that and to see a brewery operating outside of the States. So cool stuff. Brooklyn Brewery at number 5.
Very cool. It actually checks in at number 9 on the top 50 list. So yeah, really highly rated. Again, I've had some of their beers. I like it. Never been to the brewery, but it's just a hop, skip, and a jump up from Philadelphia. So I'll have to check that out sometime. Speaking of Philadelphia, my number 5 is from Philadelphia. This is the Yards Brewery. It has a really, really cool tasting room. Free pool, free shuffleboard. I'm always a sucker for bar games, especially if they're free. It's right next to the Delaware River in the shadow of the Ben Franklin Bridge. So just a cool spot. It's where they brew all the beer. So you're walking in kind of that feel. I mean, they've made it into a nicer tasting room than it was when it began. But again, there's people brewing the beer right there and you're basically right next to them. Few really good beers there. The Brawler is a really easy to drink one. So is the Philly Pale Ale. Both Heather and I, my favorite is the Thomas Jefferson. It's an 8% beer. So, you know, it'll hit you pretty hard. It's really good like that. Great flavor. They call it a strong golden ale. So I guess that's what it is. I never knew what it would be called until I looked it up, but really good beer. I love the Thomas Jefferson. The one knock I have on Yards is that Benjamin Franklin is my favorite historical figure. I love him, but they make a beer called the Benjamin Franklin, you know, spruce ale, and I cannot stand it. It's a spice ale. It has a bunch of spruce in it, and I know some people love like spices in their beers and stuff. I don't at all. It tastes like I'm drinking a tree. So that's my one knock, is that I wish if Thomas Jefferson was called the Benjamin Franklin, I wouldn't have to hate it as much.
You want
to
flip-flop those names.
Yeah, so the Yards Brewery, though, overall, great place to go. Really cool tasting room.
Wait, I have to know, why is Benjamin Franklin your most favorite historical figure? What is it about Benjamin? Is it all those little witty sayings and all that type of stuff?
I guess that helped. When I was a kid, I read a ton of biographies. I actually, in my elementary school library, went through every single biography. They had a series, and for whatever reason, every biography was 192 pages. So the author like knew what he was doing. It was all 192 pages. And I'd always read him. It was like Kit Carson and David Bowie, you know, all those people. And for whatever reason, I just loved Benjamin Franklin. I thought he was cool. I loved that he was from Philadelphia. So it gave you a little bit of hometown pride when you're, you know, in elementary school. And it was cool that he wasn't a president, that he was so famous. He was a founding father, but he wasn't a president because all the other guys were mostly presidents. So I thought that was cool. He did his own thing.
Yeah. And he's got a rocking hairdo, right? Like it's kind of like that hair down the side and always dressed good and doing his thing. He was a traveler too. He spent a lot of time in Europe. So.
Yep. Hey, Benjamin Franklin.
Davy Crockett? Was that who you were
talking
about? Davy
Crockett. It was what I was thinking about, and Jim Bowie. So I put them together, and in the midst of it, I couldn't figure out what I was trying to say. So you saved me there, bud.
Yeah, I don't think those guys would have done so well dressed up in that Ziggy Stardust outfit back in the day. I don't know if that would have gone over too well on the exploration. I guess we'll move into number 4 here. And I have to say, the reason why I love this brewery is, again, because of its stripped-down nature. It's just sort of on the side of this busy street, and it's not like, I mean, there's picnic tables outside, there's a tent, but the beer is so good. It's so good, and it's Burnside Brewing Company in Portland, Oregon. Have you been? I don't know if
we
it's on your
actually
list.
Wanted to try to go there for 3 days when we were in Portland a couple months ago. We tried to go to Burnside Brewing, but they're only open when we were there at night from like 4 p.m. to into the night. I couldn't go for lunch, so we missed it the whole time.
Yeah, it's just so good, and I'm a sucker for IPAs, but their beers are just hearty, heavy. It's not like anything fancy or anything like that as far as the digs and where you're sitting or where you're just hanging out, but it's just darn good beer. So Burnside Brewing Company in Portland, Oregon.
There you go. The beer snob speaks. I can't even speak now because I'm drinking this beer. My number four, talking about stripped down, this is pretty stripped down as well. It's Allagash Brewery in Portland, Maine. The Allagash White is one of my favorite beers anyway. And so we were just up in Portland, Maine a couple weeks ago and we decided to drive the hour north into Portland, Maine. And we wanted to go to Allagash Brewery. And it's ranked number 47 overall. I keep coming back to that list. I love lists. But it's on there, so it's very well received. And it was a stripped-down tasting room. You couldn't get food or anything like that. You could only get, every day they gave four beers, and they kind of flip-flopped. You know, there's always the Allagash House. There was always, I believe, the Allagash White. And then they have other beers that they let you taste, but you could only taste four. But it was cool. Free tastings, always a good thing. I love when they do free tastings. They gave you like a goblet of beer each. I mean, we're talking at least...
A goblet?
Well, we're talking at least like 6 ounces in these pours for a tasting. So, you know, you get four tastings, six, so you're talking almost, you know, about two beers there. They also had cornhole, which anyone doesn't know what cornhole is. It's like the beanbag game where you toss it into a board and try to get in the hole. So they had that to play outside. Again, just a really cool vibe to it. I love the traditional Allagash White. The Saison they gave us was decent. And the Allagash House beer, which you can only buy there, was also very good. So the Allagash Brewery, we really loved overall. That's my number four.
Very cool. We just went from Portland, Oregon to Portland, Maine. We literally crossed about as far as you can go. I'm a sucker for bar games as well, Trav. I don't know. I'm surprised we haven't indulged. I mean, we would have never got any work done or any of these podcasts recorded. We'd still be playing shuffleboard or cornhole somewhere.
Speaking of Portland, though, a little teaser here. For anyone who has been listening to the podcast for a while or reading the blog, you might know that I'm going to try to elliptigo across the country at some point. Mm. And I've always had the funny idea that it would be cool to go from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon. So, hey, man, I could drink, you know, an Allagash at one stop, and then at the very end, I could go to Burnside Brewing Company.
Oh, dude, I love that decision. That's a great decision. And just in case anybody hasn't listened to any of your shows yet, I heard you talk about this. Just explain what elliptigo is, because this is an awesome idea.
An elliptigo is a standing bicycle. It's an elliptical machine on wheels, more or less. I want to try to break the world record, which is currently 3,073 miles as the longest continuous trip on an elliptigo. It should probably be happening early 2015 if everything goes right. I know it's going to be awful. I mean, over 3,000 miles on one of these things, you could probably average 50 a day if you're really cranking. It's going to take a long time. So in between the Allagash and Burnside Brewing Company, I'll definitely need your guys' suggestions on other breweries to go to, because I can't make it 3 months on Allagash and Burnside alone.
Yeah, we might have to get a couple ellipticos in like one local town and just check out a few brew pubs that way, just as a like sort of a training session.
Right.
You know?
There you go. There you go.
So number three, I have to go with this brewery. I'm sorry. The next three breweries are all Colorado based. I have to do it, but Colorado's just got amazing beer. There's a reason why they call it the Napa Valley of beer right now. Again, going back to my beer snobbery, I'm just going to pick up this pint glass of water and actually put my pinky out while I'm sipping this. But number three, Oscar Blues Brewery. And they have a couple breweries. They have a bigger one in Longmont, Colorado right now. But the original one was a restaurant in Lyons, Colorado, which is a small town about 16 miles away from Boulder, northwest-ish, and you can actually hit it up if you're going on your way to Estes Park, which is where Rocky Mountain National Park is. So if people come to Denver, they're going to go to Rocky Mountain National Park. Stop in Lyons and go to the Oscar Blues Brewery. They were one of the first craft brewers to can their beers. So now that's a big thing, but it wasn't when they did it, and they do it so well. There's no like tinny taste, and it's just an awesome place. And one of the coolest things is that they have a little arcade in the bottom full of all those retro 80s games. And they have that Star Wars game. I don't know if you remember that one. They're all really crappy, you know, like Centipede and whatever. But they're really
Asteroid
fun to play.
And
yeah. They're all a quarter. I don't know. What was your favorite, like, 80s?
I loved Asteroid. There was a race car game. I can't remember it. That was also really good. And, of course, Pac-Man.
Were you a Qbert guy at all?
No.
No. Didn't like Qbert.
No.
Yeah, he's
don't even know what it is, to be honest.
He's a little annoying, but he hops on these triangle squares. Anyway, you can get all these games there. It's a great place. And one other little fact I'll give you about Oscar Blues is somebody won a contest to have the Foo Fighters play a concert in their garage, if you can believe it. The person didn't have a garage, so they decided to have it at the Oscar Blues in Lyons in the basement. So there were about 50 people there to watch the Foo Fighters play a concert, and it's still being talked about to this day because it's just epic. I mean, how often do you get to see a private Foo Fighters concert? But the beer to get there, Dale's Pale Ale, hands down. That's their signature beer, 100%. Great beer. Try it out.
And I've got some in the fridge, thanks to you. You brought it with you when you came here. So I've got some New Belgium Fat Tire and some Oscar Blues Dale Pale Ale. Man, I'm just stocked up with good Colorado beers here. Staying on the Colorado kick, number three for me. Maybe this is a what have you done for me lately pick, because we just went here together about 4 days ago from when we're recording this. It is called Broken Compass Brewery in Breckenridge, Colorado. Talk about stripped down. I mean, this, it's brand new. It's in this little tiny like strip mall. I don't know, industrial warehouse. You go in, you know, there's obviously no food there or anything like that. They're just serving beer. It's just a very cool vibe. People are walking around with their dogs. Every pint is $5. So it's pretty, you know, fairly cheap. You can do tasters. The beer there, we got a taster of eight different beers. They gave us eight different ones. Some of my favorites, the coconut porter. I don't usually like porters, but it tasted, it wasn't too coconutty for me. I really like the coconut porter, the IPA and the black IPA. I'm not a huge IPA guy, but I think I'm starting to, you know, turn that way the more I drink it. Both were fantastic. Not too hoppy, but a good amount of hops with it. The Belgian wit was really good. The one that I didn't like was the chili pepper ale. It tasted like I was eating chili peppers, but I know that was one of your favorites.
Which is exactly why I loved it, Trav. Yeah, it's hard to find those chili beers. I've had a green chili beer before. I don't know, something about it's so unique. And the chocolate, was it like a chocolate stout?
Yeah,
I think
they had a chocolate stout and a coffee stout, like two different ones. One was chocolate, one was coffee. Both were really good.
They were both really great. All good beers all around. Good. I didn't like the coconut because I'm not a big coconut guy, but... you know, great beers all around. It was super fun and really cool to just get a flight and try them all out.
And it was cool because they just opened, I believe, a couple months ago. So it's neat to see something progress. I mean, they're not even canning any of their beers or anything like that. You can only go get pints there, get growlers. So it's really neat to see something start and have really good beers, because so many times new ones that start up are just trying things out and they don't have good beers or anything. But Broken Compass was fantastic. I actually have a pint glass from Broken Compass that I've been drinking out water out of the last four or five days that someone mistakenly took from the brewery.
I was supposed to take that home. It's an awesome pint glass that got mistakenly taken from the brewery. We have to say thanks to Litch from the Breckenridge Distillery. They brew, they distill awesome bourbon, and he's the one that told us about that brewery that just opened up. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's another cool thing. If you're in Breckenridge, definitely go to the Breckenridge Distillery. They'll give you a tour. You can taste the bourbon. You can taste the vodka. One of Jason's really good friends is the owner of the Breckenridge Distillery. So we got to see a little behind the scenes, and he told us, hey, go to Broken Compass. It's better than Breckenridge Brewery. He was right. So
speaking of behind the scenes, and my number two brewery, which I'll have to take you and Heather when you guys come through Boulder, which you will at some point. This is one of my all-time favorite breweries, and one that I was drinking last night. It's the Avery Brewing Company, Avery Brewery. It's in Boulder, Colorado, and it's off 55th and Arapahoe. And this, you have to go sort of back behind these buildings, and then you find the tap room. Awesome beer. The Avery IPA is hands down one of the best IPAs around. It's just an incredible tap room, a great place to hang out. You can go there on a Friday afternoon after work. Again, people have their dogs, cornhole, the whole scene's there. It's totally chill. And again, just highly recommend the Avery Brewing Company. And we did get to get a behind the scenes tour once, and they took us into their sort of back room where they're aging all these beers in different barrels. And they actually like pulled a nail out of the barrel and let it just squirt into a cup. And we got to taste beer while it was aging. So that was like a once in a lifetime thing.
How did that taste?
It tasted amazing. I mean, have you ever had like a barrel aged beer?
Yeah.
It has like that sort of bourbony kind of taste and feel, but it was interesting because it hadn't fully matured in the barrel yet. So we were tasting it at various stages and they were just walking us through it. So it had a variety of tastes, but you got to kind of see where we were at in the progression. Like this one was, you know, halfway through the aging or whatever. So it tasted a lot different than it does when you taste the finished product. But, you know, I'm not very good at describing tasting notes necessarily. That's probably one of my, shortcomings as far as tasting, but it was a unique experience for sure.
Yeah, and if anyone's listening and they're hearing like, oh, Travis got to go behind the scenes or Jason got to go behind the scenes here, trust me, we're no one special. A lot of times this just happens from talking to people, like taking an interest in it and just asking. I've had that happen, not just in breweries, but I mean all over the world, different places. You know, you just kind of get interested in what people are doing. You ask them about it. And a lot of times you can get these little nuggets of information, or, you know, they'll actually take you behind and show you stuff. So that's always cool to do, especially at breweries. I think a lot of people come in to try the beers, and, you know, sometimes people want to give more than just the standard tour. If you really start asking questions like, hey, can I go check this out? Can I go do that? A lot of times they'll want to show you around because that's their hobby. That's what they love, is brewing, and they want to explain it more. So don't think you have to be some amazing travel podcast host or anything like that. It's simply just asking. My number two is one that you've already mentioned, and this is Deschutes, and this is in Portland. It's a Portland, Oregon. I think it's from Bend, Oregon, but there are big places in Portland. You did mention that it is a little polished, a little antiseptic, the actual main place in downtown Portland. It's ranked number 6 worldwide. I liked it because it was very big. We had a huge group in there. There was like 50 people. It was easy to get everyone in. So sometimes it's nice to have the intimate ones. And obviously sometimes for certain things, it's nice to have a big place where everyone can come and just hang out and mill around. The food was fantastic. As you mentioned, the beer is really, really good. The Chainbreaker White IPA is fantastic. The River Ale is good. Great food. I just loved everything about it. It didn't have that small brewery feel, because it's not a small brewery, but I liked it. It was right in downtown Portland too. I mean, you walk out and you're right in the middle of downtown Portland. So I thought that was cool and that was convenient. So Deschutes, both Heather and I really love. So that's my number two.
Nice. We're kicking into number one right now.
This is it. This is the one, right?
You know, I'm surprised we only had one crossover so far. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well,
just randomly, you know. My number one is my clear number one. And like anything in life, I think when you have the top pizza or the top whatever for you, a lot of it's coming down to your personal experience with it, right? It's like, well, the beer is awesome, but I've also had a lot of great times at this place, and it was one of the first places I went to in Boulder, Colorado when I moved there. So I got to meet people that worked there, and it's just a very, very special place. And the name of the place is the Mountain Sun Brew Pub. Now, it's not a brewery. You can't go, and they don't bottle their beer and all that type of stuff. It's a brew pub. They only make the beer there, and they have food and beer there. They have a couple locations now. There's one called Vine Street Pub in Denver. They have a place called the Southern Sun in South Boulder, and they have another restaurant called Under the Sun, which is under the Southern Sun. But the Mountain Sun is a special place. You walk in, it's got like a total hippie vibe. There's booths, wooden booths. There's like Jerry Garcia doll hanging from the ceiling and tie-dye, this, that, and the other. Amazing chalk art. They have a chalkboard featuring their beers. And this artist comes in and he just makes this spectacular drawing all in chalk. And they change that around every once in a while. But the beer is so good. They have something called Stout Month, which for the entire month of February, they just have like rotating stouts, and they have a chops competition. So if you can grow out your big chops on the side of your face, you may be the king of the chops that year. And my all-time favorite beer, it's like the first place I go when I get back to Boulder after being out of the country or whatever. It's the FYI IPA, and that stands for IPA, and it's an amazing beer. It's super hoppy. It'll blow your face off a little bit with the hops, but I personally love that. And there's a couple local things that you can learn there where they mix a couple beers, and you can ask for that because it's not on the menu, but I'm not going to say it here because you kind of have to earn that, you know. So go to the Mountain Sun Pub in Boulder, Colorado. Maybe you can ask for a couple of the beers that are not on the menu, but if you're just going to get something from the menu, I recommend the FYIPA and the coffee porter, the Java porter, if you like a dark beer with coffee. Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, you can't give just these newbies all the information. You know, sit there for a little bit, listen to what's happening, then take Jason's advice, ask if there's something not on the menu. Great insider info. Jason, how many times, if you had to put a number on it, have you been to the Mountain Sun?
Oh, man. Like, you mean in the last few weeks?
No, I mean, overall, how many times have you been to the Mountain Sun?
This is probably going to sound really bad. I mean, probably over 100.
Okay, all right. Well, that speaks for itself to how good it is. If someone goes back there over 100 times. Really cool. We'll have to make our way out to Boulder and do that. That just sounds fantastic. I do think that it's the experience that takes some of these above others, right? Because all these places you were mentioning have good beer, you know, great, some have great food, things like that. For me, it's awesome. My number one is about the experience. And I knew we wouldn't have a crossover on this because I just found out about this place recently. But my number one is called the Old Forge Brewery in Danville, Pennsylvania. If anyone listening to this knows where Danville, Pennsylvania is, good on you. You're listening to a local Danville, Pennsylvania celebrity because I was the first baby born in the new maternity wing of Geisinger Medical Center, which is why anyone goes to Danville is for Geisinger Medical Center. It is near Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. It's about 2.5 hours from Philadelphia, north and west. It's in the middle of nowhere. So I was born there. I lived there for the first year of my life. I have a newspaper clipping of me and my sister with twins being the first babies born there in the new medical or maternity wing, you know, this big write-up. I had never, ever been back to Danville, Pennsylvania in 30 years until a month ago. Me and Heather were driving out to Erie, Pennsylvania, which is another story in itself. But on the way, we decided to make this trip a little more fun and we see the exit for Danville. And I said, I've never been back to Danville. Like, I've never been there. What is it like? Like, in my head, I've thought what it was like, but I didn't know. So we pulled off the exit. We go, there is one street, basically, for on the in the main town. We decided to park, walk down the street for a little bit, stretch our legs, and I saw this Old Forge Brewery, and I thought, oh my gosh, you know that microbrews and craft brews are really getting out of hand when Danville has one. And, you know, they had 16 beers on tap. So like, let's go in. Let's just get a taster. We got a taster. They brought us out 6 different beers. Usually when I go to a brewery, you know, you might like two are just okay, but you probably wouldn't have a whole pint of them. And then like 2 or 3 might be like, I don't really like this. 6 beers, 5 of them I was blown away by. I just thought, these are fantastic. If someone brought me a pint of this right now, I'd be so happy. The only one I didn't really like was just kind of malty, and I don't really like malty beers, but I'm sure if you like malty beers, you like it. Jace, it was fantastic. Like, I could not believe how good this beer was, and it was my hometown, so of course I'm excited about that. They only right now can 2 beers. They just started in 2012. They can 2 beers. My favorite out of that is the T-Rail Pale Ale. A really easy to drink pale ale. The ones that they have on tap are constantly changing. They're seasonal, but the white ale is fantastic. We got a growler of that. The Celestial Blonde is Heather's favorite and probably my favorite as well. We actually got a growler, brought a growler out to our friends in Erie, drank it when we were in Erie. On the way back from Erie, stopped again, got 2 growlers and 2 cases of beer. So that's how much we loved it. The white ale is good. The Celestial Blonde is fantastic. So the Old Forge Brewery in Danville, you can only get it if you're in the Philadelphia area, unfortunately. Hopefully they expand, but that is my number one.
Couldn't get enough of the Old Forge. You had to go double and triple it up there on the way back. I like that.
We stopped again. I actually took a picture of me holding up 3 growlers. We got 3 growlers on the way back. I'm sorry. I held up all 3 of them and I just said, this is why it's cool to work for yourself, because I'm at the Old Forge Brewery at like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday picking up 3 growlers worth of beer. So
is that what these location independent types are doing? Just hanging out in the breweries all day?
I've heard it's just drinking beer and hanging out at breweries and then talking about it on podcasts.
That's all it is. You know, it's interesting. We both took it back home for number one. I took it back to Boulder. You took it literally back to your roots, all the way to where you were born.
Right. Yeah. So let's give people a recap real quick. And we're going to link all of these in the show notes. So you can go to extrapackpants.com/beer. Again, we'd love to have your comments, of course, but you can, you know, we'll link to these and you could see where the locations are and stuff like that. Just run through yours from 8 to number 1 again.
Yeah, number 8, we had the New Belgium Brewery. Number 7, Schlafly in St. Louis, Missouri. Number 6, Crazy Mountain Brewery in Edwards, Colorado, just west of Vail. Number 5, Brooklyn Brewery. Number 4, Burnside Brewing Company in Portland, Oregon. Number 3 was Oscar Blues in Lyons, Colorado. Number 2, Avery Brewery in Boulder, Colorado. And number 1, Mountain Sun Brew Pub in Boulder, Colorado, right there on Pearl Street.
Awesome. My 8-1, 8 Rock Bottom. There's 30 of them across the U.S. Great pretzels. Don't really care about the beer. Number 7, Base Camp in Portland, Oregon. Number 6, Lancaster Brewing Company, Lancaster, PA. It's about an hour west of Philadelphia. Number 5, Yards Brewery in Philadelphia, right on the Delaware. Number 4, Allagash in Portland, Maine. Number 3, Broken Compass, right here in Breckenridge, where I am right now. Number 2, Deschutes in Portland, and number 1, Old Forge Brewery in the tiny little hamlet of Danville, Pennsylvania. So there are our top 16. Guys, as I said, I'm pretty sure this list will stir up emotions. Obviously, it's Colorado and Philadelphia centric. That's where we've grown up. So we just happen to know those places better. We want to know some of your favorite breweries because there's so many popping up nowadays. They're all over the place. A lot of them are small, not getting much pub. So leave us a comment on the show notes, extrapackofpeanuts.com/beer. Let us know your favorite breweries and where we should go. Jace, I don't think we'll have a problem taking people up on that, will we?
I'll tell you what. If you're listening and we actually cross paths, let's go have a beer at one of these breweries. I would absolutely love that. And we can debate all of this. And yeah, it is an emotional topic, especially for some. And I'm getting a little emotional right now. But speaking of emotional, I want to read a nice emotional review for your podcast. And yes, I am on the podcast here with you, but I am also a fan of the Extra Pack of Peanuts podcast. And I want to read a review just because, you know, you want to get it out there, and I don't want you to have to read these about yourself.
Yeah, it's a lot easier when other people read them. I thank everyone for their reviews. Jace, what is today's feature review?
Okay, so we've got the title, and the reviewer is Young Travelin' Trep. I'm assuming Trep is entrepreneur, because that's like a shortened version for it's kind of a new term for entrepreneur. Anyway, easily applicable information. It's got a 5-star review. And these podcasts are specific and actionable. The one thing that is missing with most other travel podcasts, the recordings are professional and clear. It was refreshing to not have to strain to hear. Travis is an expert in his field, and this podcast shows it none the better. The travel industry needs linchpins like Travis who are willing to lead the way. I will be eagerly awaiting the new releases. So that's from Young Traveling Trep. Awesome review. And yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, Young Traveling Trep, thank you so much. As far as being an expert in the field, not an expert in beer, but I do try my best. Guys, everyone, thanks so much for listening today. This was such a fun show to record. And of course, you know, we've said this again, but we want your comments, extrapackofpeanuts.com/beer. Tell us your favorite breweries. We would take you up on that. If you live near one, we'll probably travel there because we can go basically wherever we want for free with frequent flyer miles. So thanks for the ongoing support of the podcast, you know, of Podcast Gluttony, which is really now starting to hit its stride. If you do want to show us your support, you can leave a review just like Young Traveling Trep. Thank you guys again. Thanks for the support. And until tomorrow,
cheers, my friends.
Cheers and happy free travels.